Welcome back to Awakened Exchanges. I'm your host, Jay Rich, and this is going to be a little different episode. I've been using this month to focus on fun things that bring people joy, and I hope these exchanges have brought at least a smile or two to your faces this month. Our first holiday episode was a conspiratorial chat with Nick Hinton, while the second was fantasy sports and gambling with Andrew Wiggins, and then I introduced you to my friend Chris and our shared cannabis passions. As I've mentioned last week, I've had a couple of cancellations and postponements this month, and I wasn't really sure that I'd release an episode this week. With that in mind, I decided to go ahead and release this short Christmas Eve message without an interview. I hope that you don't mind the quick solo episode and that you join us back next week for another great interview on New Year's Eve. Hopefully that'll get us back on our normal recording and release schedule, and maybe I can get a couple of extra episodes in the can so we don't end up going dark for a week somewhere down the line. Now that that's all been said, I want to start this week again by thanking everyone who is listening now or who has listened to an episode thus far. This really has been an incredible experience so far, even with some of the roller coaster aspects of starting a new endeavor. So I definitely appreciate all of our listeners out there, and I appreciate you also bearing with any of these early bumps. I'll keep doing my best to bring you new episodes each week. If you have any suggestions for topics or guests, please email me from the website or contact me on Twitter @AwakenExchanges. I hope to have a full, diverse, and interesting schedule for 2021. So I hope you're here to join us each and every week. I really am extraordinarily grateful for all of you. I suppose Christmas is a good time to turn the tables on myself and share a moment of vulnerability of my own. As I've said, I've been focusing this month on things that bring us joy, but the holidays can also be a tough time for a lot of people, especially this year. And I'm no exception. I mean, I'm definitely not a stranger to loneliness, depression, and anxiety, and we've all been on some form of social restriction since March. That's over 9 months now, and here in Portland, we're back on level one restrictions. I was fortunate enough to be working outside of my home for the first of six of those quarantine months, but now that I've coupled those restrictions with working from home since October, I've had very little outside contact for the last 3 months. I live with two other people right now, but one housemate is pretty much spending all of his time elsewhere with a new significant other, while the other is an essential worker outside of the home and spends what time he is here winding down so he can sleep and start it all over again. So even with two of my best friends living in my house, I can very much relate to that loneliness that can start to sink in, even for an introvert like me. If you listen to the intro episode, then you know that I've moved around a lot, which means I don't have that many close friends to begin with. My time inside got rid of a good chunk of those who had been around. You see, well, my life was on pause while I was inside. Time didn't stop on the outside. Most of my friends started families and a whole new stage in their life. Since getting out, I've spent most of my time outside of work with my significant other for the last 4 years. When we weren't together, I rarely hung out with other friends as they just weren't around. Occasionally, I'd grab a drink with a friend like Steve when he could get a couple hours away from his family. But that was about it. Before my housemates moved in this year, and only because 2020 hasn't been kind to a lot of relationships, I rarely even got to see these two. I've had a lot of struggles with depressions over the years, and this holiday season has been no exception either. I find myself back in a long-distance relationship, which can be extremely hard in the best of circumstances, let alone our very complicated circumstances, such as having already lived together before. Then there's trying to find the motivation to keep running and staying active while still losing my battle with the holiday temptations and putting back on a little weight. Or how about the fact that most everyone is strapped for cash, so who's buying vape cartridges online? I can't invest more money into the problem, but there's not much that investing time seems to be doing either. So that makes it harder and harder to invest more time, and that starts a vicious circle. Is that starting to sound like an anxiety spiral to anyone out there? Well, I just want you to know if you're recognizing those kinds of symptoms, those thoughts, those feelings yourself, whatever the specific topic may be for you, I just want you to know that you're not alone. There's nothing wrong with you. It is just an unfortunate part of the human condition. I found that personal mental health can be a very fragile and delicate thing, and that loneliness seems to be at the root of a lot of it. I just want people to remember to reach out to others. I know it's hard to do, especially when you're in a depression yourself, but people really would rather you reach out. Keeping to yourself will just compound those spirals and make it harder and harder to get out. This may seem like a weird transition, but go with it. One of my favorite holiday movies is It's a Wonderful Life. And as I've recently realized, not everyone watches that every year anymore. So, here's your potential spoiler alert on a 74-year-old movie. Okay, had enough time to find fast forward yet? Here we go. It seems like a lot of people remember that George Bailey wanted to get back to his life after seeing that he had really affected Bedford Falls significantly. For me, it's really the end scene that makes the whole movie, though. He's back from Pottersville and in Bedford Falls. The cop is all of a sudden friendly again and trying to get him back to his home. George thought he was alone and had no one he could turn to. He gets to his house and he finds out the whole town starts to show up. All they wanted to do was help. By being a genuinely nice person to the people in his life, everyone else wanted nothing but to help him get back on his feet. This is absolutely the result of him applying that golden rule, do unto others. It's a lot easier to realize that you would help others than it is for you to realize that others will help you. You can't forget that people care about you and want you to succeed as well. Ask yourself what you would do to help your friends, and then try to realize that they would likely do the same or more for you. Let's try to pay this goodwill and cheer forward onto any of those that we can in our lives, not just this season, but every day of the year. If we pay it forward enough, maybe we can create a global chain reaction of loving kindness. Maybe one day we'll even wake up and realize that we already have the resources to end houselessness and starvation right now. So why not aim high and actually make it happen in our lives? We can do unto others in the ultimate way and take care of everyone's basic needs. Thank you for listening to me rant for a few minutes. I hope that it's a message of love and caring that everyone can take to heart this holiday season. Especially with the quarantining and a lot of breaks in family and friends' traditions, reaching out to an old friend, maybe say one of those on the outskirts of your group, may be all the difference in the world this year. I hope that we all take the time to wish everyone in our lives a happy holiday season and a much more sound new year. Since there is no interview this month, please bear with me as I give a brief rundown of our usual sponsors before wrapping up this week. As always, I want to thank all of you personally for your support. Just listening and sharing this podcast with your friends gives me a reason to keep providing the best content that I can. If you have the means and would like to contribute personally, please take a look at our Patreon page, where you will get access to exclusive content and deals for our truly dedicated fans. There are already 3 bonus videos available as I record this, and more are on the way. As for our other sponsors, Awaken Vapes was the first of the Awaken brands and has been helping you modulate your high with CBD-only, high-terpene vape products since 2019. Our CBD vape cartridges are available online now, as well as the first of our merch shirts. Next, we have Genesis Farms, which has been making the highest quality medicinal RSO among many other fantastic products, starting with the medical community back before 2010. You really should listen to Sean's exchange in episode 3. And last but not least, we have the Caramel Corn Company, still bringing you caramel corn the way it was meant to be. Find it at Market of Choice before it's sold out. I'm telling you, that raspberry caramel apple is to die for. So, thank you for listening, and we'll see you back here next week for the last of our great exchanges of the year. Please remember that if you enjoy this podcast, it'll really help us out if you follow us on Spotify or subscribe to us on YouTube or wherever else you're listening. It'll also really help if you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. I know that every podcast says that, but that's because it really does help spread the word. You can also support us on Patreon or connect with us on the social media of your choice. We are at Awakened Exchanges on Facebook and Instagram, and at Awaken Exchanges on Twitter. Thanks again, and have a blessed holiday season. Genesis Farms was founded on the belief in cannabis's ability to heal. Genesis Farms is more than a brand. They're a compassionate community of like-minded folks that generate top-quality cannabis products made with love and care. Community outreach is always on their mind, and their partnerships with Grow for Vets and Parents for Pot was just the beginning of what they hope to accomplish in the coming years. You can find their products on the best dispensary shelves across the state of Oregon. Their RSO is the most consistent quality in the state. Their tinctures are second to none, and their personal massage oil will have you and your partner coming back for more. Find them on Facebook and Instagram and ask for them in your local dispensary today. Don't forget to listen to Sean's interview right here on Awakened Exchanges. It's episode number 3. The Carmel Corn Company is bringing you caramel corn the way it was meant to be, made with premium ingredients in small, handcrafted batches and completely gluten-free. Their flavors include original, roasted cashew, salted almond, mixed nut, spicy sriracha, white morsel macadamia, peanut butter, butterscotch, and my personal favorites, chocolate drizzle and raspberry caramel apple. I can't say enough about how delicious this caramel corn is. It makes a great gift any time of the year. You can find them for sale in Portland area market of choice locations, and hopefully again online soon when they get stocked back up. Please visit www.carmelcorncompany.com for more information today. And remember, buying local supports small businesses and keeps your money building your community. Last but not least, Awakened Vapes has been bringing you some of the highest quality CBD vapes since ringing in the new year of 2019. I became passionate about cannabis after a car wreck left me with major migraines and no prescribed pills helped alleviate the symptoms. Having only tried cannabis a handful of times in high school and college, it was a doctor's recommendation that led me to give it another try. Only then did I realize that we'd all been at least a little misled about the health benefits of this amazing plant. Despite an unexpected break because of the vape ban and then a global health crisis with COVID, the business is stronger than ever, and we invite you to check out our updated website today. We are still offering our 3 varieties with new and improved terpene formulations for enhanced flavor to go along with the custom blended effect profiles. Check back at www.awakenedvapes.com for any updates, and you can always email us about wholesaling or white labeling opportunities.